Hi folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin this morning, listening to Western Swing and other things. That's the way I start my Saturday mornings, with a cup of coffee sitting on the porch, and it kind of puts me in the mood to visit with everyone and talk to you about the outdoors. I thought today what we might talk about is making ham at home. Now, I think if you listen to our show very much, you know that I live very close to some excellent wild hog hunting. And in the course of a year, I'll probably harvest, five or six wild hogs from the woods. And a few years ago, I started turning the back straps and the upper part of the ham meat into cured ham, you know. People think about a ham, they think about a whole ham, but I actually cure pieces of ham that may weigh, a couple of pounds a piece. They can cure in the refrigerator in a matter of about 6 or 7 days, and then once they're cured, you can cold smoke them and turn them into, I tell you, some of the very best ham you've ever eaten. But if you don't have access to wild pork, domestic pork makes just as good a ham, maybe a little bit more fatty than the wild variety. But what I do, I'll remove the back straps, and then I'll remove all the sinew. Wild hog has the back straps with sinew, just very much like a deer, But I clean the meat up really good, and I'll cut those back straps into pieces about 7 inches long, maybe 8 inches long. So they're going to be, depending on the size of the hog, they're going to be maybe 3-inch diameter, probably no more than 4 inches in diameter, and about 7 or 8 inches long. So the process is really simple. A lot of people, when they're thinking about making ham, they're thinking about curing a whole hindquarter, of a hog. And you can, but I'm going to tell you, there's really no need, and you can cure these smaller pieces in 6 or 7 days, opposed to brining and injecting and all that with a whole ham, which might take, a long time to make sure you cure it. But it's a foolproof method that I've used, and what you need is some cure. And I like to use sugar cure. It's not readily available everywhere, but you can order it online. Butcher Packer Supply, if you can just Google Butcher Packer Supply or butcher-packer.com, for gosh, $5 or $6, you can get enough sugar cure to cure lots more ham than you'll probably be making, But what I do, I start out with the pieces of meat all ready to go, and then I'll take this sugar cure and go in sterile, wash my hands real good, or you can also use gloves if you like. But the cure is mixed in with the sugar and everything in these packets. They're ready to go. Rub it really good. Make sure and coat all the surfaces of your ham with your cure. And then I actually rub some more brown sugar, dark brown sugar, on it. Put it in a Ziploc bag, seal it up, keep it in the refrigerator at about 38 degrees for 6 days. And then after that, I cold smoke it. I use a Smokintex electric smoker that you can control the heat on it really well. I'll set that at about 140 and put some, wild plum wood. You can use pecan, whatever you like, hickory, your favorite wood. Put that in there and let it smoke for about, 6 or 7 hours, real low. You don't want to cook it. You just want to smoke it. And then I put those pieces back in a Ziploc bag, put them back in the refrigerator, and they're cured smoked meat. They're ready to go. You can leave them in there, and gosh, I've had them through the whole winter, pieces like that, and, get ready for breakfast. Go out there and cut you some of that off. I'll tell you what, folks, you can't buy ham that's any more tasty, especially you can, with doing it like this at home, you can control the amount of smoke. Folks, we are out of time for our show today. I'd like to spend about 3 hours telling you more recipes, but we better go for now. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking hunting and fishing. Today's High Plains Outdoors was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, Air Force Air Guns, Purina Mills, Smokintex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Darton Archery, Hogman Outdoors, Pyramid Air, and Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT night hunting scope.